Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, how was your weekend, Mr. Carter?
I was mostly inside because we had tornadoes scaring everybody and rain, you know, coming down real hard and flooding places and just all kinds of mayhem. But it wasn't that bad at the end of the day. But one tornado scared everybody pretty good. It went over the Nashville airport and landed out in Old Hickory. But still, it didn't do a lot of damage. It was just mostly these radar tornadoes that are there, but they don't actually touched down, but they're up there rotating. So it had everybody nervous. And I was reading about country. I remember I was on the radio in Montgomery. I was a news guy, and they played that on rock stations. We were a pop station, and we played country
bumpkin,
Sneaky Snake.
Oh, I love Sneaky Snake. Bob hates that song.
I don't hate it, but
Sneaky Snake.
I strongly dislike it.
Well, yeah. Those songs went pop. They were both pop songs, and in
Sneaky
fact,
Snake,
I was trying to get this
dancing
discussion earlier today. I'm trying to avoid talking about tariffs and the stock market, so I'm going to talk about something else for a minute. When I was a kid, I wasn't really that. I was around country music. Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys did a TV show down at Channel 12, which was on a block away from my house. So I used to go by Channel 12. If I could sneak in, I went and peeked in the windows and did everything else. But I was listening to pop music. I was listening to the soundtracks of movies, all kinds of things. And then when the Beatles came along when I was 12, then I was lost into pop music forever until really I came to Nashville. Now, you got to remember, though, during all that time, I knew Folsom Prison and these Johnny Cash songs.
Boy Named Sue, yeah.
They were all pop songs. Every one of those played on pop radio.
Mm-hmm.
All the big Marty Robbins in Alabama.
You know what else did?
On pop radio.
And I know you'll remember it. Well, you can name a bunch of them. But the Jerry Reed songs, like Amos Moses.
Oh, absolutely.
Were just absolutely huge number one songs in country.
Yeah. And Lynn Anderson, How Can I Unlove You, and even in Rose Garden, of course, were big pop songs. And there were plenty of others. Stand By Your Man, I think, crossed over into pop. I'm pretty sure it did. Coal Miner's Daughter probably did not, but when the movie came along, you know, it got a whole nother popularity. Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 was a huge pop record. And so many other songs. So this week when they asked Morgan Wallen, they asked him about Zach Topf. He's a new guy that's really great.
Oh, yeah.
An Alan Jackson kind of country singer. And Morgan Wallen on a podcast said, "I don't listen to country music a whole lot. I think I've always kind of been that way." Oh, boy.
And then he left early. Left the podcast early.
He was a poser and everything else. So, but, you know, I don't doubt that. I mean, a lot of these artists, here's Carrie Underwood this weekend. She was all excited because she went to the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas and joined the rock band Papa Roach up on stage. I never heard of them till this weekend. But
I like Papa Roach. They got some good music.
Rock. It's rock, right?
Oh, it's big time rock.
Yeah. So she likes that. I mean, in her heart of hearts, she's a Guns N' Roses rocker girl. Not really. She's not listening to Roy Acuff at home or any kind of bluegrass or anything, I don't think. But I think she likes all kinds of music.
Pieces. This is my last resort.
Oh my God.
Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a f- my
oh my God.
That's
right.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But you remember she sang Godsmack on American Idol and freaked everybody out one night because she knew every word to a Godsmack song and our Drowning Pool song.
She knows the words to every song there is.
Yeah, she's good like that.
I think so. She does. She's listened to it all, but she very much knows the words to the rock songs. But, you know, I was raised, when I came through my late teenage years, I was Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Cream, Blind Faith, those kind of things. I like that. And when I hear stuff like that, it sounds like garage band Cream or people trying to be Led Zeppelin.
You know what you are?
Not there.
You're Beatnik. That's what you are. With long hair.
Beatnik.
Beatnik. That's Beatnik music.
Yeah, that Beatnik. That stuff right there was, well, I'm going to stick my ear, pencils in my ear music. All right, here we go. Stock market's going to do terrible today. It's already down a lot, and it's kind of up a little bit from where it was Sunday, truthfully, but they think it's going to be another down. The Chinese stock market was down 7% today, and so usually when it goes around the world, it could be something similar. Oil's in a free fall, down 14% in 2 days, lowest level in 4 years. It was at 59. I think it's up to 60 today, but I've seen no changes in the gas prices at the station. So we'll see. Jaguar, Land Rover, the car that's issued, I think, in places like River Oaks. I think they issue these to all the women there. They must have a place where they just go pick one up. Jaguar, Land Rover, shipment paused for April due to tariff uncertainty. They rely on the U.S. for 25% of its sales, but produces no vehicles there. And you can't tell me that they're going to be able to think that's okay. Well, we'll just eat 25% of our sales. No, there are people trying to work something out with Trump, but there's just so many of them trying to work it all out, they can't work it all out this quick. So we'll see. I think this is a hold on a little bit, but I know people who are getting creamed with the stock market. NASDAQ down 3%, Dow futures down 1,000 as we get going. It's going to go down a little bit more, then you probably need to jump in. Bitcoin for Bob has dropped now below the $80,000 level. So,
you know, Bob.
Buy all you can, I guess.
I think so, too. The market circuit breakers, you may have heard of these before. When the market goes down a certain percentage in a day,
they'll stop
at an hour or whatever it is, they'll kick in. They have not kicked in on any of these days yet.
But, you know, since you brought that up, I've been meaning to mention all morning, I'll seize this moment. Jim Cramer, of all people, you know, he's sort of at least the TV version of who you ought to buy and who not. He predicts today will be Black Monday. That's going to happen. They're going to have to stop trading. It's going to be bigger than before COVID or whatever the deal was, or after COVID.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
And I got to thinking about that because, boy, I tell you, the many things I don't know a lot about, even though I've tried to learn and spent a lot of money learning how not to do it. I want to qualify. I'm no stock market expert. But for a Jim Cramer, who's the kind of guy that won't actually spread bad news because it does help to tank the markets, that's how they believe anyway, maybe the idea is to tank the market so everybody can do like Warren Buffett and buy again and then make a bunch of money again. I think there's a possibility that's what's going on.
Well, that is. I think that, I mean, the bottom is coming, and I don't think it's going to be much farther down. I think it's going to go a little bit further down this week. But you got to remember, all the other stock markets around the world, they're tanking too. So
it's global.
Everybody's
going
to yell, uncle.
That's correct.
And at some point, they've got to, they depend on the United States for too much stuff. So there's weird stories out there, though. Marjorie Taylor Greene has moved $500,000 to U.S. Treasuries. She has a $6 million portfolio.
You're kidding.
Portfolio, treasures are a hedge.
Did she have it before she came into office?
No, that's what the question is, isn't it? I think she did have some money. I'm always questioning how these folks go in there with X amount of money and always end up with a heck of a lot more money. How do they have time?
That's one thing that, by the way, that Doge has turned up. These members of Congress that come to office with no money and leave with a ton. Well, you know, I think they make $175,000 a year. That ain't enough to have portfolios worth millions.
But it's not against the law for them to do some of their inside selling, inside buying that they do.
According to Nancy Pelosi, anyway.
They've made that law where they supposedly can. So I don't know. They said there's a junk bond sell-off, and that may signal a recession. Again, they say you don't know in a recession until you're in one, and we'll see. There's just a lot of stories out there, and it's going fast and furious. But again, since our media cannot cover but one story at a time, what in the world is going on over there in the in Ukraine? I heard that they've been hit. Putin's been wearing them out with cruise missiles and everything into Kyiv. But I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it. They've been talking about this. And then Gaza, I think Netanyahu is coming here this week to talk about tariffs, but I think he's talking about what's going on the Gaza thing. Apparently,
by the way,
there is an ambulance massacre that has occurred over there.
In relation to what you're also saying, I don't understand this either by confession, but it is clearly factual in the numbers. Though it's not 25%, the Ukraine is paying more tariffs. We're making them pay more than Russia.
Yeah, the Russia thing is troubling. I mean, you know, I don't think he's in cahoots with Russia, but the way the Democratic Party is making it look, that he's covering for Putin at every... He's trying to butter Putin up to make a deal, but I don't think that's working. And it's making it look like he's covering for him, so I'm not sure his plan is working out as well as he would like. But yeah, Russia's really in no position, economy-wise, to do a lot, but they can still throw bombs and everything, apparently, at Ukraine, because they are doing it. Let's see here. I'm trying to see. I didn't see Bill Maher. I meant to.
I didn't either.
I haven't heard a lot about
and you
it
know what?
It
didn't. I DVR it. I was looking at
it. Well, I thought he was there this week.
It didn't DVR. So
right,
that means
I think he was not there.
So that's why we didn't see it. Yeah,
he was on vacation. That's right. That's why I didn't see it. Let's see if there's anything else here.
We broke that mystery.
Yeah, Mega Millions. If you've ever purchased that, and I have, they were $2, tickets of $2 a piece. Not anymore. They're now $5 a piece. And then you win more money and stuff like that. So, but it's Mega Millions has gone up.
Oh, boy.
Troubling story about second measles death reported in West Texas. 8-year-old girl in Lubbock. Man, I think she was unvaccinated as well.
Indeed.
And was a part of that local Mennonite community.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that's just a terrible story. The national championship is tonight. I don't know that everybody thought these two teams were going to be the two teams in it. I know that Houston is good, and Florida, I've watched them in the last number of games plow through everybody that they did, and they beat Auburn, they beat Alabama, they beat Tennessee, they beat all the great SEC schools, and now they're going to see if they can beat Houston. I don't know. I mean, I think Houston will get out early, but I don't know if they're going to be enough. Florida wears people out, apparently. We'll see if they can do that to the Rockets. Not the Rockets, but the, what do they call them? The Cougars? I think it's the Houston Cougars.
Cougars, yeah. Used to be when last time they won the championship, Fi Slamma Jamma, remember?
So we're going to find
Clyde,
out how that goes
the
down
Glide
tonight.
Drexel?
That is on CBS.
Drexler.
Nobody remember?
It's Drexler.
I remember Clyde Drexel's name. I don't remember much about it. The Masters is this week. In fact, they were doing a practice round today. It has been canceled because they're getting the rain that all of us got back on Friday and Saturday. That's a very slow-moving front.
Explain to us, because we don't know. They're making a big deal out of the fact that they've added a windmill, I think, on the 13th hole. What does that mean? I mean, is it like putt-putt?
Any change that goes on at Augusta National is like a big deal. You know, this is the most anal retentive golf course in the world. You know, they won't let anybody take a camera in there, you know, for the Masters, for sure.
Really?
You can't have a cell phone. You can't. That's why you don't see any pictures from this thing. They're so, and then they've changed the food up a little bit this year. The savory tomato pie is $3 now. It was egg salad and cheese sandwiches were $1.50. Beer and wine remained $6 a piece.
Is that right? I thought the big deal was pimento cheese sandwich.
Yeah, that's why I said they changed it up.
It is the pimento cheese and egg salad sandwich.
Oh, egg salad and pimento. Okay.
Ooh, I would starve to death at Masters.
And it's cheap. I mean, the Masters, you would think it would be off the charts.
No, they don't care. They're so opposite from everybody. They make it cheap because you're in there. You're special anyway. And, you know,
I'm not in there.
It's the ticket of all tickets. None of us are that special. I've got a friend that her family went hundreds of years ago or whenever, so she still gets to go. And she'll take off work from radio and go up there on Friday. But you you camp out at one hole. That's the best thing for some people to do, and then they come by you. But it's very strict, and it's very interesting. Back in a second after these messages.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
7:54 now with page two. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I was checking CNBC a second ago. It's market's down 800 instead of 1,200. So there's been some shift on the upside, but we'll see if that's going to last. Airlines, they're expecting to cut 2025 outlooks. Travel demand falters. I know some people that own some condos down at the beach, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Alabama, and they're seeing people holding off on making reservations for May and June. They want to wait because they're not sure about how the economy is going
to
fall out.
I meant to tell you, Jimmy, maybe I did. I went to Gulf Shores this year on my way to Atlanta for that football game. Mm-hmm. And first time I've been since a kid, I see why people go there. It's really cool. It's great.
It's kind of a little seaside town, but it's, you know, it's growing. I mean, and all that's, you know, a lot of people go there, and when it's crowded, it's pretty crowded, but it's like a lot, you know, but then they got a thing called 30A, which is further to the east, Fort Walton, Destin, on the way to Panama City, and everybody discovered that at spring break again this year. So it looks like you're in Beverly Hills when you're on some of those places.
That's what I figured out about Gulf Shores is it's not on the way to anything.
No,
so you got to go there, and maybe that's made it so unique.
It's a destination, but it's one way in, one way out. Well, one way in,
boy,
two ways out.
You ain't kidding.
You're either going all east or you're going due north. So if everybody decides to go there at the same time, it gets interesting. Now, I know you are the expert on food. I ran into this story this weekend, and it's it was Post Malone, the singer, took his girlfriend to Paris. And took her to a place called the Beef Bar in Paris. And it's a trendy restaurant. And I called out their menu because I wanted to, you know, I really don't do well. And I love Paris and I love France, but I don't do well with the food there. I can eat I like fruit and I like bread, and they often have a lot of that. So that's pretty much what I have to eat because I can't usually find the other things. And if it is beef, which I would prefer, like this place, they have filet mignon, and they got some of the word by it, some of the special
and
beef.
They probably wrap it in a crepe.
Well, you know, I think they wrap it in, who knows, but the charge is about $40, which that's not out of the question these days.
Nope.
But they won't cook it right. I mean, I like my meat cooked, and they bring it out where it's just still breathing on the cow.
Oh, yeah.
They will not cook beef over there.
They're the people that came up with cold soup and called it vichyssoise, and you're supposed to light it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This, how do you like your steak cooked, Jimmy? Are you a well-done guy?
Well, you know what? I say well-done because I would like it medium well, but no one knows how to do that.
Right. That's fair.
It's either too rare or I'd just say burn it, you know, if you have to. But, yeah, I want it cooked. That's just something I was brought up on. They used to say that with pork, you know. With pork, you used to have to cook it really well to cook the trichinosis out of it. But I think that ceased. That was back in the early days, 50s or something. But what is, I had to look up what it was, a stracciatella fattoush. Well, I'm not going to order something like that because I don't know what it is, and God knows what it is. And even when I got the menu panned out, I didn't know what it was. But I do know what flan is, and their desserts in France, now those are pretty good. I will have
flan
to
is a Latin deal.
It? No, it's Mexican.
Well, that's the same thing. Yeah,
Latin well, it culture, can be. Yeah. It's a it's a French staple. This dessert, flan pâtissier. It's a custard filling, typical made from milk, mixture of milk, egg, sugar, vanilla, resulting in a smooth, firm texture that contrasts beautifully with the crisp pastry shell.
Okay, but tell me you like this, because, well, I can't imagine by not liking it. It sounds French anyway. Creme brulee.
That's great.
I do like creme brulee.
Oh, yeah, it light me too. Top that of is
it's,
the best.
It's solid. That's sugar that's melted. It's like hard, and then you get into the good stuff. I do like that. Mm-hmm. But see, like Wagyu bolognese. Wagyu is a form of, it's kind of beef, like some kind of special beef. Bolognese is pasta. And so it's some kind of like,
sounds good,
you know, spaghetti with pasta. But I'm sure, but they mix some kind of mozzarella cheese with it, or they mess it up somehow.
See, but everybody's serving Wagyu now. And here's what we make sure you know. The American affordable Wagyu tastes nothing at all or costs nothing like real Wagyu, which is Japanese Wagyu. And I mean, a Japanese Wagyu 8-ounce steak's going to be $180 minimum.
Really?
Minimum. 6 ounce, probably.
But is it any good? I mean, it's a question.
Yeah, you can. I tasted a difference, but my taste buds are American, you know.
They got all kinds of, I mean, this restaurant's all about Wagyu beef ragu.
Probably the real stuff,
beef bolognese is Wagyu beef ragu served over pappardelle pasta and with Parmesan. So it's a lot of cheese in there, which I wouldn't. I'd say hold the cheese.
Like
you don't like you holding anything.
You've been to France a lot. That surprises me how much you love Paris. I don't know why.
I do love Paris, but I'm such an American. I mean, I've gotten an American-speaking driver every time I've ever been there, and so they take you around, double park while you go do this and go do that, and I can get a lot done.
American-speaking.
I'm an ugly American. And then I went to Monet's house. Hey, Monet. He wasn't there. He was dead. But I went up to his bedroom and looked out onto the lily pond and I'm a hillbilly. And then I went, that was really, I love this. In his hometown, right out there, there was a McDonald's, and I was starving to death. So I had the car, you know, driver car, take me up to the window of McDonald's, and I ordered a window and a limousine. I thought that was cool. You know, ordered in the back. I was a hillbilly.
Well, if you,
McDonald's.
You love France so much, particularly Paris, and it's clear you do. And you're not fond of their food, really? Then what is it? The lights? The
I love to look at it. I love the museums. I love the art.
He loves the women.
I love what?
The women?
The French women?
No. You don't really see. I don't know. I didn't. They all stay home or something. I don't ever run into them because I'm over in the Ritz, the part over there, the Vendome, where the Hotel Ritz is, the American Embassy, the Hotel Intercontinental. That whole park there that runs all the way to the Louvre, the Museum d'Orsay is one of the great museums of the world. It's got a lot of just unbelievable, neat stuff in there. I've actually driven in Paris, which is the scariest thing of all the places I've ever driven.
Whew. You are an enigma. Out. Hard to figure out. I mean, I used to like Paris.
I've never gone. I've always wanted to go.
But not Paris, France. But I haven't been, nor do I have a desire
Paris,
to go.
Paris, Tennessee's fine, too. It's just small. But no, Paris is cool, and the trains are cool. And I went out to Normandy one day from Paris. That was kind of neat. And went to the Fontainebleau Estate, which wasn't as good as some of the others. But, yeah, there's just a lot of cool stuff there. The Louvre, if you get trapped into going to that thing, yeah, it's okay. But there are a lot of better places than that. You know, than in that city, that's for sure.
I love you.
It's
reference
beautiful,
to
beautiful town.
George and Tammy, Rome, Georgia, Athens, Texas, and Paris, Tennessee.
That's right.
Did you ever go to Deer Lick, Tennessee?
No, but if you look at some of these maps when they, the weather people are talking, we got a tornado going there. You know, it's we got places that nobody's been, I don't think, except the weather people.
Yeah, it's right off the interstate, Deer Lake.
Deer Lake, I heard of it, I think.
Yeah. That's all right. No different from a lot of Texas towns.
Thank you, Jimmy.
What a Monday report. You thank you, Jimmy. The Parisian that he is at times. Of all people, crazy country, Jimmy Carter. Every morning brought to you by good folks at Crestview RV and Jim Swartner of Swartner Farm and Ranch. Much still to come here on this sunny Monday, but the high today won't get past about, are you ready? 69 or 70. That's it. But a lot better than yesterday if you don't want to be cold. Stay tuned, Eric and Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.